Namaste, my dear yogis. Thank you so much for joining me for episode 25 of the Sunrose Yoga Podcast with Kelly Connor. That's me. Today's episode features a live hour-long level 2 class where we explore our relationship with resistance, with obstacles. Get our Ganesh connection tuned in. I hope that you love this class just as much as I loved bringing it to you. I have an announcement. I'm adding 2 public classes a week to my schedule next week at a brand new studio called Yoon's Yoga Bliss in North Seattle. And in honor of the grand opening, I will be teaching a free 90-minute class on Friday night at 5:45. So if you're in Seattle, around Seattle, in the Northwest, looking to road trip, please come join me. For all of the details, visit sunroseyoga.com. I thank you all so much for listening and for your emails, your comments on the blog, your reviews in iTunes, and your donations. Thank you, Karen, my dear friend Karen, for your kind words about the podcast. I really do appreciate your energy, and it makes me very happy to know that you are practicing with us. So for all of you, if you have a minute, please review me in iTunes. It's very helpful for me for spreading the word and expanding our community. And I just love hearing from each and every one of you about your yoga experiences and stories. You can get in touch via Twitter, voicemail, email, whatever. You can email me at sunroseyoga@gmail.com. Voicemail me at 503-523-2599 or follow me on Twitter, Yogini in the Hood. And all of those links and all of that information is available at my website, sunroseyoga.com. And also at sunroseyoga.com, you can look at photos of the postures of the asanas and connect to my blog and other fun links. So, with that, I thank you again for listening, and I wish each and every one of you deep peace, pure joy, and all love. Namaste. We'll begin by finding our way to a nice seat. A seat that we can commit to for the next few moments. Place where the lower part of the body can begin to relax while the spine begins to lengthen. As you breathe out, feel the sitting bones connect to the earth. Feel the base of the spine connect to the earth. You might rock back in your seat just a bit. As you breathe in, feel the heart lift and the collarbone spread. And as you breathe out, relax the shoulders away from the ears. As you breathe in, lengthen the back of the neck. And as you breathe out, soften through the face. Let's just take this time to bring our awareness into the body. Maybe begin with the base of the spine and the lowest part of the body. Scanning each part for areas of tension, for sensation, breathing into those areas, breathing around them. And as you breathe out, see if you can let go. You might have some experience with resistance or with a challenging situation or obstacle out there in your life. And I know that it's true for me that when I meet that obstacle or that problem with resistance, it becomes an even more daunting task to overcome. But if I approach it with an attitude of yielding, of movement, of creativity, much like water, the obstacle becomes much easier to work through or around. So too tonight with our practice, allow your breath to help you soften in moments of difficulty, help you soften in moments of perceived obstacles, and let your breath draw you back into your heart to yield and approach the situation with new eyes and new energy. Let's bring the hands to the heart, to Anjali Mudra, the mudra of offering, the gesture of offering. Breathe into your heart. Breathe out, relax the shoulders. Let's begin our practice this evening by chanting the word Om together one time. Om is the vibration of oneness that unites us all and unites us with our true nature. We'll take in one full cycle of breath before we begin. Deep breath in and out and in. Om. With your next breath out, bow your head to your heart, committing to this purpose. Release the hands. Let's lift the head and softly lift the focus. Come on to all fours, hands and knees, Chakravakasana, table pose. Our wrists are right below the shoulders. Our knees are right below the hips. Take in a breath here and maybe tuck the tailbone under ever so slightly. And as you breathe out, rock the hips back, resting the bum on the heels and the forehead on the floor. Slowly inhale back to table. Use the length of your breath to complete the movement. And as you exhale, curl the toes and jackknife the hips up to downward facing dog. Adho Mukha Svanasana. Gently, as you inhale, ease the knees back down to earth, table. And as you exhale, let the hips fall back, resting the bum on the heels and the forehead on the floor. Slowly let the breath guide you back to table, Chakravakasana. And again, let your exhalation guide you to downward facing dog, Adho Mukha Svanasana. We'll take in a few breaths here. Just breathe and stretch. Bend one knee at a time, press into the opposite heel. Take your time. Again, tune into the body. Scan the body, noticing those areas where you might feel tight. Breathe into them. Breathe around those perceived obstacles in the body. And as you breathe out, just let go. Maybe just relax your grasp on the pose, relax your face, Let yourself be light in this moment. Good. Now bring the feet together at the back of your mat. And as you breathe in, sweep the right leg up toward the sky, really lengthening. And as you breathe out, round the back and draw that knee into your nose. Good. Nice C curve of the back. Let's inhale and extend the leg out behind you. Good. Lengthening, spreading the fingertips wide. Exhale, bring that knee back into the nose. Good. And again, inhale, lengthen. And exhale, bring the knee into the nose. One more. Lengthen as you inhale. And as you exhale, release that foot down to the earth. Good. Maybe wiggle the hips from side to side. Connect to the low back. Good. Now let's again bring the feet together at the back of the mat. It's okay to take a break if you like coming into child's pose. As you inhale, sweep the left leg up toward the sky. Good. Lengthen from fingertips to tippy toes. And exhale, bring the knee in toward the nose. Good. Follow your breath. Inhale, lengthen. And exhale, knee to nose. Rounding deep. We may be coming forward. Inhale, lengthen. And exhale, knee to nose. Inhale, lengthen. And exhale, release the left foot down to the floor. Wonderful. As you inhale, make your way to plank. You can always drop back to child's pose if you need a moment. So in plank, we're in a high push-up position. We're pressing our heels back, although as though we were pressing into a wall. Let the back of the heart be soft, and let the gaze shift out in front of your mat, maybe 2 or 3 feet. So you're being supported here by your arm bones and by your core. Now here you might notice some resistance in the body. This is exactly the thing that I'm talking about. In those moments of resistance, breathe in, breathe around, and breathe out. And with your next exhalation, lower yourself down to the earth, knees, belly, and chest. Good. Come all the way down. And now keeping the elbows close into our sides, as we inhale, let's pull our belly towards our hands and ease up into a gentle cobra. So keep those elbows bent. Exhale, release it down. We'll inhale, pull up, nice gentle cobra. Press the pinky toes into the floor. Exhale, release to the earth. Good, one more. Let's inhale, pull up. And this time as you exhale, look over your right shoulder. Inhale back to center. And exhale, look over your left shoulder. Inhale to center. And let's exhale and make our way to downward facing dog. Adho Mukha Svanasana. Now from here, let's bend the knees just a little bit and point your sitting bones way up toward the sky. So we're really lengthening through the spine. Let the heels begin to ease back down towards earth as you straighten the legs, but keep that lift. Keep that length in the spine. Keep the sitting bones pointing up. Good. One more breath here. And as you exhale, begin to press the inner thighs back toward the back wall. As you breathe in, step the right foot forward between the hands. And as you breathe out, step the left foot forward. So we're coming into Uttanasana, standing forward fold. Take the feet maybe hip width distance apart. Let the head dangle. Shake the head yes. Shake the head no. And let's grab opposite elbows with our hands here. Just begin to sway the upper body from side to side. Just feeling a beautiful stretch through the hips. Getting some traction through the back. Good. Good, now release the hands down. Good. Now let's bring our hands to the earth or toward the earth. And if they don't reach the earth, then really bend those knees. Take a nice deep bend of the knees or use your block in front of you to help you along the way. Now as we breathe in, let's shift the gaze forward, look towards the front of the room, bend the knees deeply and flatten out the back. As you exhale, come back into your forward fold, Uttanasana. As you inhale, bend the knees, shift the gaze forward, flatten out the back. And exhale to your forward fold. Again, inhale, lengthen. And exhale to forward fold. Now as you breathe in, let's root down through our feet, bend the knees slightly, and use your legs to bring your upper body and arms all the way up, nice flat back. Exhale the hands to the heart. From here, let's lift the toes and spread them. As you do, you'll feel your arch lift. You'll feel the four corners of the feet connect to the earth. Relax the toes, release the toes, but continue to feel that lift. Good, now let's come to the top of our mat, bringing toes together. Heels can be together or parted. Hands come to our heart. We'll inhale and circle, sweep the arms around and up, lift up, gaze up. Exhale and dive forward with strong legs. Inhale up halfway. Exhale, fold, Uttanasana. Now as you inhale, step your right foot back to Anjaneya Asana. So we'll stay on our right toe, keeping the heel lifted off the floor. Hands come to the top of the left thigh, then to the heart center. And as the balance is ready, you can sweep the arms around and up. Exhale, sink into the hips. Good, now hips are square to the front of the room, to the front of the mat, good. Heart is lifting, collarbones spread. Lovely softness through the face, softness through our approach to this posture, to our approach to this practice. But now as you inhale, reach to the front of the room as you release the hands to the earth. And as you exhale, press back to downward facing dog, Adho Mukha Svanasana. Good. Just taking a breath here, really lengthen the spine. The gaze is toward the heart center or between the feet. Back of the neck is long. Rooting down into that space between the thumb and the index finger. Good. Shoulders begin to move away from the ears. Now with your next breath in, let's make our way to plank, top of a push-up. And you can always drop those knees to the earth. As you exhale, you can either lower knees, belly, chest, or with the elbows close into the body, come to your Chaturanga Dandasana, your low push-up, hovering. And then we'll inhale, either to cobra or to upward facing dog, Urdhva Mukha Svanasana. Good, still pressing the pinky toes into the earth. Let's just take in a few breaths here. Heart is light, collarbones spreading, hands rooting down, lifting up through the belly. Exhale to downward facing dog, Adho Mukha Svanasana. And we'll breathe in here. Back of the neck is long. The gaze is steady. With our next breath in, let's step the right foot forward between the hands. Anjaneya Asana, crescent lunge. We're on the left toe, heel is lifted. Again, hands come to the heart, the thigh, then to the heart, and then all the way up. Exhale, sink into the hips. Good. With your breath in, lengthen the spine, lift the heart. Exhale, sink into the legs. Our back leg is straight and strong. We're really in that leg. You can ignite the leg by bending it slightly and then isometrically scissoring the feet toward each other. And then at the same time, press out through the heel. Good. Let's inhale, reach forward for the earth. And exhale, step the left foot forward to meet the right. Uttanasana, standing forward fold. We'll inhale, coming up halfway. Lengthening from seat to crest, straightening out the back. And exhale, fold forward, inner thighs pressing back. As you inhale, root down through the feet, rise up, sweep up. And let's exhale and dive forward. Inhale up halfway. Exhale, fold, Uttanasana, surrender the crown of the head toward the earth. Now as you inhale, step the left foot back, Anjaneyasana. We'll take this side a bit quicker. We'll sweep the arms around and up. Exhale, sink into the hips. Good, inhale, reach forward. And exhale to downward facing dog. Inhaling to plank, top of a push-up. Exhale, lower down, keeping the elbows close into the body. As you inhale, let the heart fly forward. Exhale to downward facing dog, Adho Mukha Svanasana. As you inhale, step the left foot forward. Sweep the arms around and up. Exhale, sink into the hips. As you inhale, reach forward and let the hands meet the earth. Exhale, step the right foot forward to meet the left, Uttanasana. Inhaling up halfway, lengthen from seat to crown. And exhale, fold. This time as you inhale, let's bend the knees deeply, rooting down into the feet. Keep the tush low, sweep the arms around and up, coming into Utkatasana. Fierce. Now here, our tailbone is tucked under ever so slightly, so we just flatten out the low back. Good, the shoulders draw down away from the ears. The heart is still lifting, the collarbones are still spreading. Good. And we're in the four corners of the feet, so you should be able to lift the toes and wiggle them around just a little bit. Good. This is our fierce pose. We are steady. We are strong, but we are also light here. Let's take in one more breath. And as you exhale, fold forward, Uttanasana. Inhale up halfway, flatten out the back. And exhale, fold. As you inhale, step the right foot back, leaving it on the earth. Good. Anjaneyasana. Hands come to the heart this time. And as you exhale, twist to the right. Place the left elbow. Oops, twist to the left. Place the right elbow on the outside edge of the left knee. Good. Usually I'm mirroring, so I'm saying opposites, but not tonight. Good. Now, in this twist, we lengthen with each breath in, and we deepen with each breath out. Beautiful. The heart is light. We modify, good, either by dropping the knee to the earth or by bringing that right hand to the floor on the inside edge of the left knee. We intensify by bringing that right hand to the earth on the outside edge of the left knee and spreading our wingspan. Good. So the heart is just spiraling up toward the sky. We're still powering into that back leg, really igniting the inside edge, inside of that thigh. Let's inhale, come back to center, and exhale, press back to downward facing dog, Adho Mukha Svanasana. Good, wiggle the hips from side to side. Now as we inhale, let's make our way to plank, top of a push-up. As you exhale, lower down. Inhale, pull yourself to your upward facing dog or cobra. Exhale to downward facing dog. And as you inhale, step the right foot forward between the hands. Bring the hands to the heart. As you exhale, twist to the right. Place the left elbow on the outside edge of the right knee, gazing up over that shoulder. Again, you can drop the left knee to the earth if you like, or you could bring the left hand to the floor on the inside edge of the right foot, or the outside edge. Good, now come into those legs, maybe micro bend the back knee, scissor the feet toward each other. Good. Breathing here, lengthening the spine with each breath in,
spiraling the heart up toward the sky with each breath out. Wonderful. Let's inhale back to center. And let's exhale back to downward facing dog. Good. Hips are nice and high. Maybe we feel different in this body already. Maybe we feel different in the mind already. Is everybody okay?
Yeah.
I don't know what that was. Let's inhale and step the right foot forward between the hands. Drop the left heel, and we'll make our way up to Virabhadrasana 1, Warrior 1. The right knee is bent, the back leg, the left leg is straight and strong. Hips are square to the front of the room. Good. So we're really pressing into that outer edge of the left foot. Good. Strong, strong, strong. Again, here, inner thighs are drawing in and up, bringing energy in and up. That left hip is moving forward, the right hip is moving back. The left ribs are moving forward, the right ribs are moving back. Good. Beautiful strength through that leg. Heart lifting, collarbone spreading, and relax. And just relax and shift. You can see that big toe. Good, one more breath here. And with your exhalation, let's bring the arms out to T, perpendicular to the spine. Open the hips up, coming into Virabhadrasana 2, Warrior 2. Gazing down those right fingertips. Left hip is opening up. Good. Tucking the tailbone under, maybe ever so slightly. Coming into our legs here. Coming into our feet. Maybe coming a bit more deeply into that front leg and relaxing the shoulders. As you inhale, drop the left arm back to the left leg. Spin the right hand to face the back of the room as you reach the fingertips up toward the sky. Coming into reverse warrior. Good. But stay in your front leg. Really power down into this front leg. Good, beautiful. Good, one more breath here. And as we exhale, make your way back to Virabhadrasana 2. As you breathe in, bend the right elbow, drop the right arm to the top of the right thigh. And as you exhale, sweep that left arm up and overhead, reach to the front of the room, and then relax that shoulder away from the ear. Good, now if you'd like, you can bring the hand to the hip. Whatever it takes to spiral the heart up toward the sky. Again, come into the outer edges of the feet. If you're feeling like you could use more, begin to bring the right hand down to the earth on the inside edge of that right knee. Just so long as your heart still spirals forward and up, and that left hip keeps pulling back. Good. We're scooping the tailbone. Scooping the tailbone. Yeah. Good. Now from here, we're still in our legs. Let's begin to straighten that right leg. And if you'd like, extend the right arm down toward the ankle or toward the shin. Extend the left hand up to the sky. Coming into Trikonasana. Now let's take this Trikonasana somewhere new tonight. Let's reach the left hand toward the front of the room. Relax that shoulder away from the ear. Now come onto your fingertips, wherever they are, and press yourself away from that bottom leg. Wherever you are, if you're on the shin, if you're on the thigh, just lengthen from seat to crown, wherever you are. Good. Now to come more deeply into your core, into your abdominals, extend that right arm so it's parallel to the left. That'll make the breath fiery in a good way. Good. Let's root down through the feet, and as you inhale, rise up. Exhale, come back into Virabhadrasana 2. Inhale, spiral the hands to the floor, cartwheel the hands to the floor, and exhale to downward facing dog, Adho Mukha Svanasana. Let's inhale to plank, top of a push-up. Now come onto the outer edge of the left foot, come into the left hand. We'll come into side plank, Vashistasana. Right arm extends up toward the sky. Now you can modify here by dropping your left knee to the earth, or by picking the right foot up and pressing it up, stepping it up and over top, pressing the foot into the floor. Good. Yes, perfect. Good. Audrey's doing a great modification. I'll do the other one where you step that foot up and over, gazing up toward the thumb if it feels okay. Beautiful. Now stay with the breath. Let's inhale ourselves back to regular plank. As you exhale, lower down slowly. Inhale to your upward facing dog or cobra. Relax the shoulders away from the ears. Beautiful. Exhale to downward facing dog. Wonderful. We'll inhale and step the left foot forward between the hands. Drop the right heel. Coming into Warrior One, Virabhadrasana One. Again, the left knee is bent. The right leg is straight and strong. The heart is lifting, the collarbone spread. Press into the outer edge of that right foot. Spin the right hip forward. Pull the right ribs forward and draw the left side of the body back. Come back to your breath. Come back into your heart. One more breath here. And as you exhale, open the arms up. Gaze down the left fingertips, coming into Virabhadrasana 2. Warrior 2. Really coming into your legs. So really coming into that front thigh and really pressing into the outer edge of the back foot. Making sure you can see your left big toe and making sure your shoulders are relaxed. Yeah. Let's inhale, release the right arm back to the right thigh, coming into a reverse warrior. So spin the left hand so it faces the back of the room, and then relax that shoulder away from the ear. Really come into the front leg. Good. Exhale back to Virabhadrasana 2. Inhale, bend the left elbow, drop it to the left thigh, and exhale, sweep the right arm up and overhead, reach to the front of the room. And as you exhale, relax that right shoulder away from the ear. Draw the shoulder blade down the back. Good. That hip is pulling up and back. Your leg is straight and strong. You can intensify as you like, or modify as you like by bringing the hand to the hip. Scoop the tailbone, peel that hip back, beautiful. Scoop the hip, beautiful, beautiful, nice long spines. Good, now again, from here, we begin to make our way into Trikonasana, triangle pose, by straightening that left leg, extending the right arm up toward the sky. Good, now begin to reach the right arm toward the front of the room, palm facing the earth. Now wherever your left hand is, maybe the shin, maybe the thigh, maybe the earth, come up onto the tippy toes, the tips of the fingers, so that you can lengthen through those lower ribs. You should feel a lift through the low back. We're pressing the right hip forward. We're pulling the upper body back. Good. Let's inhale and rise up. Exhale, Virabhadrasana 2, Warrior 2. Bend that left knee. Good. Inhale, cartwheel the hands to the earth. Exhale, downward dog. Inhale to plank. Come onto the outside edge of the right foot. Come into the right hand. to Vashisthasana, side plank. Top hand is either on the hip or extending up toward the sky, stacking the shoulders. Modify as you like. Intensify as you like. Whatever feels best here. Good. Let's inhale back to regular plank. Exhale, lower down. Inhale to your upward facing dog. Exhale to downward facing dog. As you inhale, ease the knees to the earth. And as you exhale, rock the hips back. Rest the bum on the heels and the forehead on the floor. Good, relax here. Take the knees as wide as you like. Breathe into the low back. Breathe into the mid back. Breathe into the upper back. Easy breath in and easy breath out. Let's use our hands to slowly walk the body back up. So you're sitting on your heels. And from here, let's come to stand on the knees. If you'd like more support through the knees, you can roll your mat over or use these little miniature mats under your knees. Curl the back toes under if you like for Ustrasana or camel pose. We'll bring both hands to the low back. As you breathe in, lift up through the heart. As you breathe out, just let the head drop back just a touch. Shoulders are away from the ears. We're just getting some lifting through the heart. Good. Belly is pressing forward. Hips are pressing forward. Lift the head and gaze forward. Good. Now, if that felt intense, that might be your pose. Our next step of this pose is to one hand at a time, reach back toward the Achilles, so right for the ankle. If you'd like an intermediate step, maybe when you're practicing at home, this is a great spot to use our blocks, right where the feet are, lifting up through the heart and pressing back. So I'll talk you through this. Let's bring both hands to the low back. Press the hips forward, and then maybe one hand at a time, reach back and just get a feel for this. Just keep the gaze forward. If you would like, shift the other hand back. Maybe just gaze forward here. As you are ready, lift up through the heart and let the head drop back. I'll be around to check on everyone. Beautiful heart lifting, collarbone spreading. Good. How are you under your hip? Beautiful. Beautiful. How are you, Miss Emily? Yeah. It's just enough. Yeah. When you are finished, when you have had enough of camel, Ustrasana, let the gaze shift back forward. And you can make your way back to either downward facing dog, or if you like, puppy pose, where you're resting the forearms on the floor, the tush is lifted, and the forehead rests on the floor. So it's sort of an intermediate pose between Bhaktasana and downward facing dog. We're still getting that lengthening of the spine without the intensity. Good. Pressing the hands into the earth, wherever they are. Just getting a beautiful lengthening. And with the next breath in, let's make our way to plank, top of a push-up. Now this time, let's come onto the outer edge of the left foot and into the left hand. Like we're coming into Vashisthasana, but let's take that right foot and step it behind the left, keeping that right knee bent, letting the belly face the sky, and let the hand reach up toward the sky. Good, coming into Wild Thing. So this is one of those poses where This is your opportunity to be creative and to have fun. Lift the heart, lift the belly. Yeah. I feel like this is like Martha Graham yoga, like modern dance. Super fantastic yummy yoga. Good, let's come back to center as you are ready. Lower knees, belly, and chest down to the earth. Inhale, pull up to cobra, bhujangasana. Exhale, press back to downward facing dog, adho mukhasvanasana. Inhale, come to plank, top of a push-up. This time, come into the outer edge of the right foot and into the right hand. Then step that left foot back. Right leg stays straight. Jackknife the hips up. So press the belly up toward the sky. Reach the hand up and let the head drop back. Good. Wild things. Beautiful. As you're ready, make your way back to plank. Exhale, lower knees, belly and chest down. Inhale, pull up gently. And exhale to downward dog. Inhale, step the right foot forward. Exhale, step the left foot forward, Uttanasana. Inhale, up halfway. And exhale, fold. Inhale, root down through the feet. Rise up, sweep up. And exhale, the hands to the heart. Let's shift our weight into the right foot. Turn the left knee out to the left. Good. Find your spot to gaze at out on the wall. Spot that doesn't move. And bring the sole of that left foot to the inside edge of the right leg. Either at the ankle, the calf, or the thigh. Then hands come to the heart center. Our tailbone is still rooting down, drawing down to the earth. The heart is lifting. The collarbones are spreading. Hands reach up toward the sky. Maybe taking Jnana Mudra so that we may know the wisdom. Jnana Mudra is the mudra of wisdom. We may know the wisdom of the trees where we root down. We take in all that is given to us and we rise up to our highest selves. Gently bring the hands back to the heart. Let's turn that left knee forward and then cross the left leg up and over top of the right. Good, and maybe hook the foot behind the right calf. Bring the arms out to T. Bend at the elbows. And begin to draw the arms toward each other, maybe resting the right elbow in the crook of the left arm. Winding the hands around. Inhale, lift up through the heart. Exhale, sink in to the hips. Inhale, lift up through the hands. And exhale, let the shoulder blades draw down the back. One more breath in. And exhale, sweep up and out. Eagle pose, Garudasana. Good, we'll switch feet. Give that right ankle a break. It has worked so hard. Shift into the left foot, maybe spread the toes. Turn the right knee out. And as you are ready, bring the sole of the right foot to the inside edge of the left leg, wherever it feels best. You know right where that is. Hands come to your heart. We're still light through the toes. And as you are ready, arms extend up. Shoulders relax away from the ears. Face is soft. Maybe the hint of a smile. And gently bring the hands back to the heart center. Turn that right knee forward and then cross the right leg up and over top of the left. Good. Extend the arms out to the T. Bend at the elbows and draw the arms toward each other. This time, rest your left elbow in the crook of the right arm. Wind the hands around. Inhale, lift up through the heart. Exhale, sink into the hips. Inhale, rise up. And exhale, relax the shoulders away from the ears. One more lift. And exhale, sweep. Good, Garudasana. Let's make our way back to the top of the mat. toes together. Inhale and feel your fingertips touch each molecule of air as you breathe in. Exhale and dive forward. Inhale up halfway. And exhale, fold. As you inhale, step the right foot back. And as you exhale, step the left foot back. Downward facing dog. Bringing our feet together. Let's inhale, sweep the right leg up toward the sky. And as you exhale, draw it into the chest. And we'll set our right knee onto the floor, right behind the right hand. Coming into pigeon preparation. Ekapada Kapotasana. Hips are square to the front of the room. I'll be around to check on everybody. Now, if you have tightness through the hips, this is a great time to use a blankie underneath the hips. Good. Good. Hips look great. Hips look beautiful. Hips are square to the front of the room. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. I'm not saying that because I'm grading you. I'm saying that because I don't want us hanging out in our hip joints and injuring them. Yeah, me too. Oh my gosh. As you all know who have been here before, there's tightness here. Good, now let's inhale and lengthen the spine. Good, and as you exhale, begin to hinge forward, coming into the hands. We'll work dynamically here first. So as you inhale, press back up. Lengthen from seat to crown. And as you exhale, hinge forward. Good, one more. Inhale, lengthen. Feel freedom in the upper back. And as you exhale this time, let's come to rest where we first begin to feel tension in that right hip. When you find that source of tension, breathe into it. Breathe around it. And as you breathe out, see if you can watch that tension dissolve and dissolve and dissolve. This is one of those spaces where we really can tangibly feel why it works so much better to be like water when we work with our body. We approach the posture fluidly. We don't put up resistance in our mind. We don't create certain expectations about where our body should be and compare that to where it is. We work with what is. We come to the pose with fresh eyes, with a fresh mind each time. We soften into that breath, around and out. Now from here, let's begin to press ourselves back up slowly. Spread the fingertips wide. Curl your left toe and press back to downward facing dog. Adho Mukha Svanasana. Shift the hips from side to side. Just loosening up any tension in your side body. And as you breathe in, sweep the left leg up toward the sky. Really lengthen. Exhale, bring that knee into the chest and then slide it forward onto the floor behind the left hand. Now if it feels okay, you can begin to scooch that foot forward. Good. Now you can just take a moment with your left hand and make sure the belly button is facing forward. You can take the back of the hand and make sure that the hips are flat. If they're not, readjust. Great spot to use our props. Good. We'll inhale, lengthen the spine. Exhale, come forward into the hands, hinging. Inhale, lengthen. And exhale, fold. Inhale, lengthen. And exhale, make your way to that place where you first begin to feel a twinge of tension. And if you feel that tension deep in the hip, deep in the sacroiliac, just imagine that tension is a piece of ice. And as you breathe in, you're just drawing your awareness to that piece of ice. As you breathe out, you're just pouring a bit of warm water onto that. Slowly begin to walk the upper body back up. Good. Now this time, as you come back up, we'll shift our weight into our left haunch. So shift it into that left side of your booty and sweep the right leg up and over top. So we're stacking the knees. Now if you get here and you feel like, whoa, mama, we're going to put a little blanket under your tush. And if you need a blanket, wave at me and I'll bring you one. Good. Good, good. Tight hips are something we can all work with. Good. We inhale here and lengthen the spine. Now let's place the hands behind the back with your fingertips pointing toward the back of the room. Lift up through your heart. And as you exhale, see if you can let go through the hips. See if you can relax through the hips just one teeny bit. If you're feeling good, maybe walk just a little bit deeper backwards, maybe bending the elbows, reclining just a bit. Still letting the neck stay soft, the face stay soft. Let's walk ourselves back up slowly. And from here, let's bring the hands in front of the body. Now with a long spine, let's begin to walk our hands forward just a little bit, where you first begin to feel tension in the hips. And that same smoothness, that same ease that we cultivated in pigeon, we'll cultivate here in Gomukhasana. Soften, and soften, and soften. Let the breath rinse any thoughts from the mind as we move to a place of calm. Let's use the hands to slowly walk the upper body back up. We'll uncross that right leg. And now we'll tuck that right foot on the bottom. So you bring the right foot close into the left side of the tush, and then we wind the left leg up and over. So we're stacking the knees. But if you feel major tension here, you can always bring the sole of that left foot to the floor. That gives you a little more control of what you feel by the ways of sensations there. Let's bring the hands behind you, lift up through the heart, begin to slowly ease back. Let the gaze shift up, keep the heart lifted, and see if you can let go through the hips. Let go through the face, and let go of everything in between. Slowly begin to walk back up. We'll shift the hands forward. Maybe come into the hands. Lengthen through the spine. So we're leading with our heart as we hinge forward. Just tucking the chin slightly so that the neck is still long. Press the hands into the earth. We'll slowly walk back up. Uncross the legs. Bring the soles of the feet to the floor and shift your weight into your sitting bones. Let's extend the arms out in front of you, spreading the fingertips wide, and then come up onto the tippy toes. Shift your weight into your sitting bones and let the toes float up off the floor. So your shins will first make their way toward parallel to the earth. And as they are ready, the legs may straighten. They may not. It's okay, wherever we are, it is okay. We can modify by bringing the elbows down to the floor or the hands down to the floor. Good, let's lift up through the heart for one more breath. Exhale, release, good. Now let's use the hands behind the low back to slowly lower all the way down. Bring the soles of the feet close into the bum, making sure that our feet are just as wide as our knees. Let the palms turn up. As you breathe in, press the feet into the earth and lift up the low back, the mid back, the upper back. Coming into Setu Bandha Sarvangasana or bridge pose. So our feet are pressing into the floor. Our shoulders are pressing into the floor. And the back of our head is touching the floor. And we are soft through the face. Good. Now once you are comfortably in this posture, allow your tush, allow the muscles in your bum to relax. So again, we come into the legs. Let the breath be smooth and even here. Let's come up onto the tippy toes. Unclasp the hands if they're clasped. And as you exhale, roll down one vertebrae at a time. Good, relax the face. Let's come back into one more back bend. You can either come back into this posture where we have just been, or if you'd like to come into full wheel, Urdhva Dhanurasana, you can do that as well. We come in exactly the same way. As we breathe in, press the feet into the earth, lift the low back, the mid back, the upper back. And either clasp the hands behind the low back or leave them where they are. If you'd like to practice full wheel, then turn, bring the hands up by the shoulders and turn the fingertips toward the shoulders. Press the hands into the earth and press up into your wheel. Working the arms towards straight, working the legs towards straight. Good. One more breath here. And wherever you are, come up onto the tippy toes and just lower down one vertebrae at a time, slowly, staying with the breath. Hug the knees into the chest. Now, if you'd like, take those knees nice and wide and maybe grab onto your big toe with your index and middle finger. Or grab onto the instep with the hands. Coming into happy baby. Just gently rocking from side to side. Drawing the lowest part of the back down into the earth. Letting the breath be smooth and even. Letting the face soften. Relax your grasp on the feet and let the feet come back down to the floor. Extend the arms out to T so they're perpendicular to the spine. Let's extend the right leg all the way out onto the floor, but keep the left knee bent. Taking a breath here. And as you exhale, bring the inside edge of that left knee across the body, across to the right. Gazing over the left shoulder. So might feel a deep stretch here through the upper back and the mid back and the hips. Good. You can use your right hand on the knee for a bit of stability. Good. Let's inhale back to center. And we'll gently switch knees. And as you exhale, twist the other way.
Letting go through the face.
Letting go through the entire right side of the body. Inhale back to center. Just do any last minute adjustments to your body. Maybe hug the knees into the chest and rock from side to side. Let's prepare the body for our pose of final rest. I'd like to add more clothes, or if you would like a blanket, wave at me. And once you have made all of your adjustments, let the palms turn up. Let the palms turn up. Let the eyes close. Let yourself come back to your breath. You are in a space that has been created to nurture and restore your energy. Just allow yourself to come back to the breaths moving into the body and the breaths moving out of the body.
Maybe sweeping the arms out to the sides and up overhead, making the body just as long as possible. And then hugging the knees into the chest for a last lower back massage as you rock from side to side. And then rolling over onto your favorite side, taking a moment here, just all curled up in gratitude for the body, for all of the work that it did, in gratitude for the mind, for allowing the mind to soften, to work with ease through moments of discomfort, tension. This place of peace that we have arrived at is accessible to you anytime you come back to the breath. Now, as you are ready, use the strength of the arms to slowly press yourself back up to a comfortable seated position, just taking your time. And this evening we've been talking about obstacles and softening through them, and so I thought it would be wonderful tonight for us to chant the Ganesh mantra 3 times. So those are the little pieces of paper that I passed out at the beginning of class. And I'll demonstrate what this sounds like so you can hear what the pronunciation sounds like just 1 time through, and then we'll go through it together 3 times with a full cycle of breath. It sounds like this. Aum Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Just like that. So we'll take in 1 full cycle of breath. We'll chant this mantra 3 times through, just like that. And then we'll end by chanting Aum after that. So deep breath in and out and in. Om Gan Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gan Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gan Ganapataye Namaha.
Music in this podcast was provided by 1000 PSI via musicalley.com. Please visit musicalley.com for more from 1000 PSI.